Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like your mood is constantly swinging? Like you're tethered to someone else's emotional roller coaster? You know that feeling when one minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're sinking into a pit of despair. Well, today we're diving headfirst into the crazy world of relationships and their impact on our mental health. Because, let's face it, relationships are a double-edged sword, right? They can be the most incredible source of joy, support, and love in our lives, but they can also be major stress triggers, leading to anxiety, insecurity, and even depression. So today, we're going to break down this complex beast and understand how those connections, romantic, platonic, familial, are shaping your mental well-being. Here's the deal. Relationships are a fundamental human need. We crave connection, belonging, and shared experiences. But there's a fine line between healthy interdependence and becoming emotionally entangled in ways that drain us. First off, let's talk about validation. You know, that feeling of being seen, heard, and understood. Healthy relationships provide this vital fuel for our emotional well-being. When we feel validated by the people we care about, it strengthens our sense of self-worth and builds resilience against life's inevitable challenges. But here's the catch. Relying solely on external validation is a slippery slope. When your self-esteem hinges on someone else's approval, you become vulnerable to their moods, actions, and even expectations. It's like letting someone else hold the remote control to your happiness, not exactly a recipe for long-term well-being. Speaking of vulnerability, it's essential in any healthy relationship. Being able to share our true selves, both the good and the bad, creates intimacy and fosters genuine connection. But remember, vulnerability doesn't mean giving up your boundaries or compromising your values. It's about creating a safe space where you can be authentically yourself without fear of judgment. Now, let's talk toxic relationships, those that drain our energy, erode our self-esteem, and leave us feeling emotionally depleted. These relationships often involve patterns of control, manipulation, criticism, or neglect. They might feel intense at first, but they ultimately leave us feeling hollow and unfulfilled. Recognizing the signs of toxicity is crucial. It's a matter of protecting your mental well-being and setting healthy boundaries. And here's something I want you to remember. Your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Taking care of your emotional well-being means prioritizing healthy relationships, learning to say no to toxic situations, and nurturing your own sense of self-worth. Think about that friend who always brings you down, the one who drains your energy with their negativity or drama. Have you ever noticed how your mood shifts after spending time with them? It's like they've got this invisible emotional leech sucking the joy out of you. That's a classic example of a toxic relationship, and it's happening to way more people than we realize. The good news is that you have the power to choose your relationships wisely. Start by surrounding yourself with people who uplift you, encourage your growth, and make you feel good about yourself. Invest in relationships that are mutually supportive, respectful, and fulfilling. Remember, you deserve to be around people who add value to your life, not drain it. So, what are the key takeaways from today's Dopamine Fast? First off, relationships are a powerful force. They can build us up or tear us down. Second, prioritize healthy connections that foster validation, vulnerability, and mutual respect. Third, recognize the signs of toxic relationships and don't be afraid to set boundaries. And finally, remember that your mental health is paramount. Invest in yourself. Surround yourself with positive people and let those who don't add value fade into the background. This has been the Dopamine Fast. Remember, you are in charge of your emotional well-being. Choose wisely, choose happiness, and keep chasing that dopamine high, but this time, Make it a healthy one. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.